Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is my buddy Joe Sullivan. He is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And I'm super excited.
So am I.
We have a guest who is legendary here in Santa Rosa and in the cannabis sphere. His name is Dennis Hunter, the founder of Cannacraft. Dennis, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is great.
This is really fun. And we're just past a year anniversary with this show, so
we
I think
are.
It's fitting that we have a guest like Dennis here.
No, exactly. No, I'm really excited. I can't believe it's already been a year.
I know.
And
I
couldn't think of a better person to have on today. So
yes, and I also want to mention another guest here. She's not going to be on mic, but her name is Ashley Brown. She's North Bay Account Executive for Cannacraft, and it's very nice to have you here. So hi.
Yeah, she makes sure everybody at Mercy gets what they need. So I work with her directly. So.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
So let's start. Let's talk a little bit first with you, Dennis, about your history in cannabis. It is varied, has lots of fun, exciting points. Probably some points too.
Not boring for sure.
Right.
I grew up in Mendocino County in Willits, and growing up in Willits, you kind of have to get out in the hills and hide plants in the manzanita, and it's kind of a prerequisite. And so, just love doing it. Really love being around the plants and the culture of the people in that area. It was just really, really cool place to grow up, and so fell in love with cannabis, and just kind of kept growing, and everything got bigger and bigger as the years went on. And at one point, it's kind of like cops and robbers, where you just, you know, run from the helicopters and
right.
hiding plants from them and stuff. And got busted in Potter Valley at one point with 3,300 plants in 1994.
And wow.
Spent a little time in a low gap for about 7.5 months, where I kind of planned out my next grow when I went up to Humboldt County. Bought some property, you know, put together an underground indoor, and then bought some more properties, and just kept getting bigger and bigger until finally the feds came along and DEA walked down the road and raided us. And at that point, we had a huge indoor. At the time, it was the largest indoor bust in California history.
Seriously,
and
wow.
All of a sudden, there were media trucks, and we kind of had a building that we had fake plants and little play set out there, and made it look like this house, you know, nice little family house and stuff. And it was like so scared of, you know, that it was federal, and I hadn't even heard about, like, you know, sentencing and stuff. So talked to a lawyer, and he's like, you know what, you should go to Canada. And so I was fugitive, and so I went on the run for about 4.5 years.
What?
And and then after that, it was they caught up with me eventually, and so I spent 6.5 years in federal prison.
Yeah, I think it's important to note too. This is for a plant, right? This is for a plant that has now been decriminalized here. So just something of note that, you know, lots of people like this, they're blazing the trail. Have had, you know, had to go through things like this. So.
Yeah, right. So super crazy time, you know, away from my family but I got busy there and went to college classes and played sports and did whatever I could to stay busy. And so eventually the time went by fast. And I got out, started a hydroponic business, selling hydroponic supplies, because I was still on federal probation, so I couldn't really go back into growing and touching the plant. But figure I could still sell shovels to the farmers, you know, and so, you know, came up with a lot of different products and stuff, involved in starting Cutting Edge Solutions. I did that when I was on the run with my friend John Picciarelli, and then Terpinator and Geopots and just a bunch of different products in the.
So these are all sort of side products that would be related to cannabis.
Yeah, just okay. kind of growing supplies,
right,
kind
right.
of to the hydroponic stores.
That's really interesting because it keeps you, it kept you in the sphere without risking, you know.
Exactly. It also gave me a great perspective of the industry.
Right.
So I'm selling supplies, I'm also seeing what's going on, and I kind of almost from outside of it gave me a good view of kind of where things were moving, and you could kind of see that transition into where this industry is going to move. We always kept thinking it was like ebb and flow of legalization. Mm. It felt like we were going to go to legalization and then it would stop and it'd go back the other way. But finally it was like, wow, we really got some momentum here. And I got off probation and got together with my partner, Ned Fussell, and decided to start CannaCraft. And because in the hydroponic space, I was branding new products and bringing them to market and things, it kind of came natural to start cannabis brands. And
right.
so we started Absolute Extracts and Care by Design, and kind of did the same thing I did in the hydroponic space, is got some great salespeople and went out and started distributing it to the retailers.
Yeah.
Huh. It really sounds like a lot of things that happened to you on your path to CannaCraft really were essential things to happen to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to do what you did.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was learning lessons all along, and
yeah.
it changed the perspective, and you know, all the appreciation you have for your freedom too.
Right.
You know, now I go to work working in cannabis every day with a big smile on my face.
Yeah.
And I know we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but we're going to talk about the Last Prisoner Project, which is very important and tied to yep. your past and what people right now are still going through.
Sure.
In relation to being in prison or being arrested or whatever it is for cannabis. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But let's also talk now a little bit about CannaCraft itself and what the business was like. When you started this, what kind of things did you have in mind?
Yeah, well, it was really about bringing great products to patients. It was a lot of medical focused in the beginning, and it was the kind of bringing different form factors, not just flower, but extracts, and
right.
using extracts to make, you know, sublingual drops and different products that you could, you know, formulate, and it would be repeatable doses that people could figure out what works for them and then use it every day yeah. and really help them get through their day. So
yeah, sure. Like when I started at Mercy Wellness 2015, Care by Design was the CBD tincture that was on the shelf.
Sure.
There wasn't much else to offer. And here came a company that had several different ratios for a whole different span of things that you could be treating it for. And I know we were going to touch on a little bit. We might as well jump in. You know, it hasn't been easy to operate a cannabis business. You know, a lot of people who are here today have been jumping through hoops. Regulation that seems to be the toughest on any other sort of commodity that there is that's for sale. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that for the people that live here in Sonoma County, they may be familiar with the raid that took place on CannaCraft in 2016.
Right.
And I was hoping Dennis could just touch on that a little bit, because that's where I met everybody from CannaCraft, and that's right. kind of where our story began, at least for me personally. So I'd love to touch on that for a
minute. It was kind of a scary day. We had a disgruntled employee, went to the police and kind of made up a bunch of things about CannaCraft. And when they looked up who owns CannaCraft, they'd seen me and, of course, fugitive, felon, all of my record. And they thought, oh, I got the kingpin. But little did they know, we were working with the state about 3 weeks before that. We had about 54 state representatives, senators, assembly members, staffers, the regulators, because they really wanted to see a manufacturing site, because they had to set these regulations, but they'd never visited one before. So we opened our doors and we're giving them all of our SOPs for how we operate. And but then this morning, this is like 6:30 in the morning, raid my house, arrest me. They raid the CannaCraft, a couple other businesses that I was involved in, and it was scary. Took everything, took all the money, took all of our oil, took all of our product, took the machines, and so and put me in jail on a $5 million bail. And I was just like, oh my God, am I back here? Is this such a scary, like, am I going back to prison? Am I ever gonna get out? And But the industry came and really supported, and they came and protested at the courthouse. They started an email campaign, and and then the state representative started to tap in and be like, what are you doing? We were just at that building, and that was the most compliant operator in the state. And so there was enough pressure that they ended up letting me out of jail and you know, not pressing charges at that time. And so I had to go and one of the things was they didn't take our packaging, and we had other even competitors sending us oil and materials to, and so we started filling cartridges again, and we couldn't operate at Canacraft because it was turmoil. So and Joe can remember this. Brandon moved out of his office at Mercy Wellness, and we moved Canacraft, so, like our whole inventory in there.
That's why we didn't want to tell the stories before the story the show started. But I was a year in. And obviously, it didn't make it hard to support what was going on with Canacraft at that time, because we were strictly medical, and I was learning that side of things in my life. And the amount of people, imagine going to a pharmacy and not being able to fill your prescription.
Right.
Right. And that's the equivalent of what was happening to our patients and to the people that were trying to get all over. So I watched my boss move everything out of his office in one day. And Canacraft became part of us for a while. And every day I shared lunch with their staff. We really bonded. And the community did activate. The cannabis community activated. We were at the courthouse. We were on those steps. We were trying to fight that good fight. And so we have this relationship that's really unique as far as retailer, manufacturer, distributor, because we've been fighting this fight together for a very long time. And so that's why I was so excited to have Dennis on. I wanted to tell the story. I'm happy you're here to tell it. But yeah, that's what it takes. It takes community, and that's what Sonoma County is, right? Sonoma County strong.
Oh, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
you know, disaster hits. Exactly. Everybody comes running, and
we do.
It brings out the best in us. And I'm glad you touched on it too. A lot of other brands did too. It wasn't just us, right? It was a call to action for people who were trying to do the right thing.
And I think it was a big transition, and it was kind of one of those raids where it actually turned around and it created just a momentum for the industry. We went straight up to Sacramento, and there was no real manufacturing bill out there that really allowed any kind of safety for manufacturers to extract. And so we went up there, talked to, I don't know, 8 or 10 senators and assembly members, and one of them gutted a bill, and we wrote a manufacturing language in there, got it past their legal team, and it got introduced 90 days after the raid, and almost unanimous in the assembly, Senate, real majority, and the governor signed it. So we literally changed the law while we were being investigated.
Wow. Oh my gosh, this is such an amazing story. We have Dennis Hunter, who is the founder of Canacraft, here, along with Joe Sullivan from Mercy Wellness. We're going to take a quick break and talk more about the nuts and bolts of Canacraft now and what's coming in the future. This is very exciting. You're listening to Canna Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You, a cannabis talk show, is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the game. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Stuck in traffic on Highway 101? Finally, Marin and Sonoma counties have a green alternative to get us out of traffic and moving again. The Smart Train now travels every half hour from the Sonoma County Airport all the way to Larkspur and the Ferry during commute hours, helping 700,000 passengers a year avoid Highway 101 traffic. But to keep smart moving well into the future, we need to vote yes on Measure I. Measure I helps smart expand services to the new station in Windsor, taking even more cars off the road. And Measure I saves $12.2 million annually in financing costs to fully fund operations along the entire line for the next 30 years, all without raising taxes. For better commutes and reduced greenhouse gases, keep smart. Vote yes on Measure I. Ad paid for by Stay Green Keep Smart 2020 Yes on I. Committee major funding from Federated Indians of Grayton Rancheria.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, along with Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And we're continuing our conversation now with Dennis Hunter. Dennis is the founder of CannaCraft. And it sounds like you really benefited from having the community rally around you, come together to help save CannaCraft and really save the cannabis industry, and in fact, move it towards the direction it's in right now. How does CannaCraft give back to the community?
Well, we involved in a lot of community outreach projects, mm-hmm. and sponsor like Daily Acts and things like that. It's one of the other things that we have a lot in common with Mercy is we see them at all of these the same events and stuff, and we really like to reach out because there's a stigma around cannabis, and right. and so and it's really to break that stigma. It's you go get in the community, and when they can see you contributing to these kinds of projects and things like that, all of a sudden they take another look at you and you get to meet them. And once they get to see who you are, all of that stigma starts to go away. Right. And when we really look at cannabis, I always look at it as a community. And just like with the raid, the community really comes together. And now we just got to bring the rest of the community in to see, you know, who we are as businesses right alongside the others.
Yeah. And the one thing I kind of want to segue into that most people probably don't know, CannaCraft manufactures all of their products locally. Obviously, we're huge go local proponents, you know, grow mm-hmm. local, manufactured local. So I'm excited to kind of talk to the listeners about the products you do manufacture here.
Yeah. You know, we are you know, top brands, Absolute Extracts, Care by Design, Satori. Our Satori being chocolates, and we just now coming out with these new mints, and they're water soluble and so really fast acting. Mm. And it's one of the new things that we're doing with a lot of our products is moving to nano emulsions and water soluble products because of just how quickly and how effectively they get into the system.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I like, that I'll just throw in there too, with the ABX line, Absolute, there's cartridges, there's capsules. With the regulations and the laws, you know, they have limits on how much THC you can have in your medicine. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people who still have chronic pain, who may be suffering from more serious ailments that require a higher dose. And that allows them to receive that dose in a clean, clinical way. Right. And then Care by Design, you know, that's an acronym for CBD. So they were leading the forefront on that for a very long time. And then with Satori, if you want edibles, you want them to taste good. And one of the things that's been good about those is they taste good. You don't, you know, yeah. people, you don't really taste the medicine, so to speak. And so just like when you were sick as a kid, you don't really want to drink the cough syrup. But if you're not feeling well and that medicine can help you, it doesn't hurt that it tastes good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have Chef Matt in our kitchen that helps really make the great edibles. And, you know, he worked for Thomas Keller prior to coming to CannaCraft.
Wow. Okay.
And for those of you that don't know who Thomas Keller is.
French Laundry.
Yeah. And he seems to be pretty happy in our little canna kitchen. So, and so they all taste amazing. And ABX now also, and Care by Design Both are going to have a gummy lines, and the ABX ones are out now. And same thing, they taste amazing. They're 5 milligrams each, and then Care by Design will have ones in different ratios of THC and CBD.
So the one thing I'm really excited about too, like ABX has a lot of exciting things that across all platforms. One of the things that I love, one of my all-time favorites that you guys, because you're always innovating, is the sleepy timeline. You know, we've had a lot of things related to pain that you can't get sleep. Mm-hmm. And when you're not getting sleep, it dovetails into everything else. And so I've noticed a huge spark in interest with the sleepy timeline. We can get into the science of CBNs at a different time, but they've found something, they've captured something there that can help you sleep. You're not waking up with, you're not waking up hungover sometimes, when you take these medicines. So it will definitely help you sleep. What other kind of stuff are you guys innovating on right now?
Like I was just talking about the gummies. They're also vegan, so we're using tapioca and pectin with the gummies. The other innovative things that we're doing, again on the drinks, we're using a nano emulsion, and we're really looking at at the onset time and offset times, and we're able to get that really shortened to 7 to 10 minutes onset, and then the offset. Because it kind of gets into your system quickly, it also kind of gets through your system quickly. And, mm-hmm. and so for a beverage, we're almost mimicking what kind of a buzz of alcohol would do, where it's here it is, it's here when you're drinking it, mm-hmm. and 30, 40 minutes later, it's dissipating. And obviously you could have another beverage or whatever, but it's just thinking about that social lube that a lot of people use. And how beverages really is the way that people like to socialize. And so we're excited about beverage and, our partnership with Lagunitas, with the High Fly Hops. It's just a company that we have such a great culture fit with and so much respect for how they've really navigated and been a disruptor and stuff in the craft beer industry.
Yeah, so speaking of that, we've learned a little bit about your guys' history. Most people know Lagunitas' history. It's pretty infamous. How did the two of you guys come together to make that happen, right? Because for myself, I'm a craft beer drinker, Sonoma County, huge craft beer area. How did that happen?
Yeah, Jeremy, their head beer maker, would just come over, I think, on Thursdays at 4:20 and
perfect. Over to that can of like craft
and, yeah, and do like some R&D testing, And so we started off just playing with cannabis terpene, or we were extracting some hop terpenes, and then we put it in some vape cartridges. He started taking cannabis terpenes and putting them in some beer. We had Supercritical they launched. That wasn't quite kosher in the ABC laws and stuff. But so then they decided let's take the alcohol out and make a hop water that mm-hmm. we infuse with cannabis, and it's just amazing because it has no calories or carbohydrates. So it's literally a health drink that has either 5 or 10 milligrams of THC.
And there's also the CBD version, which is excellent with like an 18 to 1 or something like that.
We have three ratios. And that's actually one thing I love about the company as well. So there's 1 to 1, so it's equal parts. Then you have your THC, and then you have your high CBD, which actually right now is one of the better sellers out of those three, at least in our store right now,
nice.
Right? And so people have found that with the emulsification of the product mm-hmm. and the delivery method, that your onset's much quicker, like Dennis was explaining. And it's also, too, it's just, it's Lagunitas, so that branding there makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
One of the things I did want to bring up, too, also that I was excited about is just across the platforms, you have your Jack Herrera cart, you have these certain things that you have, but they kind of fall all the way down the line. So they just released a concentrate, which is like a live resin, something that you can smoke. And I've just found it awesome that you launched with flavors that people have been using in other areas of your company for a long time. So if I was smoking a cherry pie pen for the last 5 years, because that was one of my favorite strains that they did, all of a sudden now I get to try the cherry pie live resin. So creating that continuity across your platform to me seems really special. Where was the thought process behind that?
It's funny. We've had those strains for many, many years, and It's time we're like, oh, let's go and hit with this new fresh strain and stuff. And some at some point you're like, oh, we better drop one. And we tried to drop one, and literally our customers just screaming at us,
sure.
Like, what are you doing? Get rid of that. And so we stick them around. They stick around, and when we really look at our numbers, a lot of those are the best sellers for us, and some of these long-standing strains and stuff. And one other thing, I know you mentioned it earlier, and I'd love to talk about it as well, is we have a new product line coming out, a flower line, pre-rolls.
Yeah.
And it's called Farmer and the Felon. And it's going to kind of tell some of the Canna Craft history, and there's going to be some storytelling along with this product line. And it's really one of the social justice lines where we're going to use it to raise money to support the Last Prisoner Project. Because as we're all out here, we're talking about these businesses, there's publicly traded cannabis companies,
yeah.
And you know, all these licenses are going everywhere. There's still over 40,000 people still in prison for nonviolent cannabis offenses.
Yeah,
it's and so it's just something that we got to say, it's enough.
Yeah.
Let's get these people out. This is sure. bullshit.
No, it's a responsibility. You know, it's a responsibility you have to have. But yeah, no. So I appreciate you for coming on today and telling the story, Dennis. It means a lot to me. I did want to, you know, ask if there's one message you can send to the listeners out there about, you know, cannabis or anything like that. What is it that you'd like to say?
You know, I think it's just everybody, you know, hang on to the culture. It's something that always scares me as we go into legalization is let's not lose this culture. It's too special and we have too much to bring to the rest of the community. So just hang on to it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And I just want to thank you so much for persevering and for really being a leader. I think that it's not the easiest role to be in, especially yep. when you have to take the brunt of the punishment for being that leader, for being someone who is visionary. So thank you, especially yeah. for a lot of people who are in pain and need the stuff that you're making.
Yeah,
it makes
thank
a big
you.
Difference.
I'm just getting started.
And awesome. I will tell everybody too, we have so much cool stuff planned these upcoming months with Canna Craft in store.
Nice.
So just come on in, take a peek. I can't wait for everyone to meet Hannah. She's going to tear it. You know, she's awesome. She's
yes.
the person who comes in and
Hannah is the
shares
best.
The love. Yeah.
Love
so
her.
I have to shout Hannah out. So if you're listening, Hannah, we appreciate you too.
Yeah, yes. Well, thank you guys
Big
for having
hearts,
me.
Appreciate of course. Dennis Hunter, the founder of Canna Craft, Joe Sullivan, leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And thank you to Ashley Brown, North Bay account executive at Canna Craft. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
Garden Talk with Gwen Kilcher and the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash are on the road again, broadcasting live from Atlas Pavers in Santa Rosa for their spring open house Saturday, February 29th. We'll get an update from CEO Junior Murray, chat with some of the vendors, and as always, take your calls. Atlas Pavers will be celebrating with complimentary lunch from Gerard's Paella. Plus, if you stop in, enter to win a custom outdoor lighting system. It's all there this Saturday, 9 to noon, February 29th at Atlas Pavers, 4th Street in Santa Rosa.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO.